Hello and welcome to the broadcast today. My name is Chaplain Blonnie Gregory, and I pray for the few minutes that I have with you today that these words will encourage your heart. But first, I'd like to pray with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that those listening to me that are not born again, that you give them revelation knowledge that they must be born again. They must receive Jesus. And let them know, God, the only way into you is through your Son, Jesus Christ. There is no other way. And by your love and mercy, draw them unto salvation. And God, make your word real to them and let them realize how much you love them. We pray special for our nation and our leaders and ask God that you help us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have you ever been offended? Oh, we all have. You know, I always go back. My husband would always quote this scripture to me when we would have a few words, and that would make me mad when he quote this scripture. Psalms 119:165. But we all need to know this and need to know that it's true. It says, great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. You know, when you're always offended, and offenses come through pride, people say things that are hard and cruel and harsh at times, but it doesn't need to come to the place that it offends us and get us to where we react in the wrong way. A lot of times when we are offended, and I know people that stay, they just stay from one offense to another, the least little thing, you almost have to walk on eggshells with them because every little thing you're afraid you're going to offend them. That person has a serious problem. And if you keep feeding that, it's just going to get bigger and bigger in your life. But you got to learn that when people say things, you just pray about it and you let it go. God gave me a poem. I want to share it with you. It's called Offended. I went to church the other day. I just wanted to kneel and pray. But Sister Grace came to greet me and with a snide remark did say, looks like you put on some weight, you're so plump and round. And when you sang that last hymn, a little out of tune you did sound. Oh, I'm offended, offended, I say. My feelings are so hurt, I can't even sing. Guess I'll stay out of church at least 4 weeks, then I'll go back and turn the other cheek. Well, I waited my time and I went through that church door. I said I'd go up and praise the Lord. But again, Sister Grace came up to me, and this is what she did say. I believe you wore that same dress the last time you came this way. Oh, I'm offended, offended, I say. I can't even praise the Lord in my old-fashioned way. I guess I'll just stay around and pout a while and cry. I'm so offended, I think I'm going to die. Well, finally, I picked myself up and went to another church. I said, over there, I'll not get hurt. But Sister Grace had a cousin that was a member there, and when I walked through the door, she commented and disapprovedly about my hair. Oh, I'm offended, offended, I say. I can't even change my membership today. Guess I'll wait around till I hear the trumpet sound. Just hope I'm not too offended to leave the ground. Is that you today? You know, I've been preaching a long, long time. I've been in a lot of church congregations. I've seen church members change membership because they got offended over at this church and they went over to this church and guess what? They got offended over there and then they went to this church and they got offended and then they quit church and then they finally went back and they got offended. You know what the problem was? It's you. If you're always offended, hey, is something wrong with you? You say, well, somebody said something to hurt. That was ugly. Hey, that's life. But you have to choose. Hey, I'm not going to let you keep me out of church. I'm not going to let you keep me from praising the Lord. I'm not going to let your remarks get me to where I can't serve God. And now the whole time I'm sitting in church, I'm just thinking about what you said and getting angry and angry. You have to choose. You have to choose to let it go. Let it go. I'm not going to go there. I'm not going to be offended. Great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Go ahead and knock yourself out. I'll just pray for you. I'm going to drop it. I'm going to let it go. And I'm not going to be offended. You know what? Great victories have been lost because we've been offended. Great people that have great testimonies and could do great works for the Lord quit it and give up just because somebody said a little word to them and offended them. Today, I want you to sit down and think about why you're not in church, why you're always offended. You need to pray about it. You need to get over it. You need to pray that God will help you. And remember the scripture, great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them.